This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind if you're listening to this show between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's an important fact that you ought to know. Then you can call in 7 days a week. It's Mark with you.
I'm the captain.
And Riley.
Riley, thank you for sitting in. Riley is the gentleman who handles our digest for years now. Well, describe the digest to people.
So the digest is 20 to 30 minutes of audio that I think is pertinent to listen to, and it's been going on since May of 2016, so it's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, you can go to freetalklive.com, you can look for the RSS feed, you can sign up for individual types, you could just get the digest if you wished, because I can understand why people wouldn't want to listen to once the radio show is, all the ads are cut down and put into a podcast. It's 2 hours long.
Yeah,
some people want that.
It's definitely 2 hours long, and it takes a long time to listen to unless you're listening at double speed, then it's only an hour, but still, it's a lot of show to get through, and so I just give you what I think are the best stuff.
And thank you for doing it, Riley. Really appreciate it.
Indeed, and it's sort of the Cliff Notes version of Free Talk Live. If you've missed an episode and you just want sort of the main points of the show, of the episode that you missed, check out the digest.
Excellent. So I think that it's probably going to be mentioned this show. The Supreme Court nominee that we've all been waiting for has been nominated.
Have we really been waiting for her? I haven't been waiting for her at all.
I haven't either.
I knew it was coming. How's that?
Is it the Burrito Supreme Court or the Super Supreme Court?
One of those.
Does it have olives and sour cream?
Probably not. It's
okay,
probably not
that
good.
It's just the Supreme Court, the Super Supreme.
So according to Reason, it's official. Trump nominates Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Pardon me, Amy, if I have any part of that name wrong, or Ami, or whatever, however you might pronounce the A-M-Y.
Is she a serial killer? She's got three names.
I'm not sure that that's always the case.
I don't know if all serial killers have three names, or
name
if
one
anyone,
that doesn't.
I can't think of any, but...
Me neither.
At the same time, I don't think anyone with all three names is just a serial killer, but you never know. Well, if they're in the state, they probably might be serial killers.
Yeah. It's just one of the things that crosses my mind when I see somebody with three names. I'm like, serial killer.
So, if confirmed, she would cement a strong 6-3 conservative majority, is the claim here. I'll just start with the article. Might as well go into it. President Donald Trump on Saturday announced, that's today, the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to fill the Supreme Court seat previously occupied by the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, setting the stage for a heated confirmation battle as Republicans seek to cement a 6-3 conservative majority. Barrett, currently a federal judge for the U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, first achieved national attention during her 2017 confirmation hearing for that role. In reference to Barrett's Catholic faith, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, remarked to the judge that the dogma lives loudly within you, which was heavily criticized as an example of Democratic hostility towards religious liberty. And she does appear, by all by all counts here, to be rather faithful Catholic. Barrett's pro-life,
as though that should really matter.
You mean alcoholic?
I don't know.
Sorry, all the Catholics I know generally are booze hounds of one kind or another.
There are a lot more Protestant teetotalers, I'll say that. How's that?
Okay.
But there are a lot of Irish Catholics, and maybe you're just talking about Irish people.
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah,
and those Irish love to drink, that's for sure.
Well, I got to tell you,
I'm an honorary Irishman. I've hung out with enough Irish people
hung out with me
that are like, wow, you can drink.
Yeah,
I'm not Irish, so
I would say that it is true that people with my heritage tend to be more likely to lean towards alcoholism. Mm. So, what are you going to do? Everybody's got a cross to bear.
I'll drink to it. That's what I'll do.
I'll drink to that.
Might as well.
Barrett's pro-life outlook will likely be the subject of scrutiny during her upcoming confirmation hearing. It's worth noting, however, that even Ginsburg criticized Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion rights case, as a decision that reached too far. So Ginsburg criticized Roe v. Wade. I think that's an important thing to take from this article. The partisan nature of Barrett's confirmation, confirmation is also sure to be a subject of intense debate. She's rather partisan, right? Senate Democrats have lamented Republicans' willingness to move forward with a Supreme Court nomination during an election year after declining to consider former President Barack Obama's 2016 nominee, Merrick Garland, following the death of Judge Antonin Scalia. Do you guys remember this?
I remember it vaguely.
Okay.
I'm just bothered by the whole politicization of this whole process of nominating a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, like, the system is really borked if, like, you're concerned that there's a vacancy in the Supreme Court. My rights will be gone. Like, your rights aren't, they don't come from government. They come from your existence.
Exactly, and people forget this. They forget that rights don't come from governments.
Rights don't come from governments. However, when governments refuse to respect rights, you basically don't have them.
Exactly.
I mean, they consider them privileges.
I would say that a Supreme Court justice is probably the most important of positions within the United States government, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. What makes it so important?
They're the ones who decide whether or not, ultimately, the government comes for your rights.
Which is a lot of power for them.
It's a lot of power, and I'm not claiming that they should have it, but I got news for you guys. What I think should and shouldn't happen, Trump didn't send me a memo on whether or not we should have a Supreme Court nominee. And if he had, I would have said, yes, make sure we have one, because 9's better than 8.
I just want to say, I was just checking out the wiki page, Wikipedia, yep. That is, for her. Amy Coney Barrett, born January 28th, 1972, an American lawyer, jurist, and academic, blah, blah, blah. She is 48 years old, my age,
uh-huh.
Precisely.
Yep, pretty close to mine.
Her actual name is Amy Vivian Coney, so the other three names are obviously, you know, some sort of...
Well, Coney is...
Tag for marriage or something, I'm sure. She's from New Orleans. That's New Orleans, for those of you not from New Orleans. She's a little milfy. She's got, you know, good-looking hair. You know, she kind of looks about her age. That's all I really wanted to say.
Okay.
I just know there's a bunch of libertarian men listening to the program and just thought that that was important to them.
I think that what's important here is in a lot of cases, to a lot of people, is the Republicans basically... decided to not nominate Merrick Garland for a variety of reasons, and one of them that they trotted out was, it's an election year, and it's too soon. Well, this is sooner or closer to the election than Merrick Garland's nomination was, but the Republicans hold the Senate now.
What's the political strategy for nominating now versus later, like after the election? Or is there a period of time in which the seat can't remain vacant and they have to make a move?
Well, certainly you don't want the seat to remain vacant, but what if Biden wins the election?
Sniffer.
And, right, well, whomever.
Biden from Biden.
If Trump doesn't win the election, then he doesn't get to make a nomination.
Right.
So why would he give up the opportunity to make a nomination
now?
So
he would have to do it, and then if he loses, obviously it would go to the next man. I got you. Thank you.
Right. So I would say
I'm not really the greatest on, like, political procedure, right?
I'm not either.
You know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I've paid it almost zero attention outside of the fact that these things happen, and I go, yep, okay, nothing has changed.
Well, I tend to think that, you know, little will change, but it is kind of interesting that the Supreme Court, which has been a sort of a, you know, 4-1-4 court for some time, as far as conservative and liberal, and then sort of one swing vote, is now going to be sort of 6-3, perhaps. That's according to Reason here, and I like Reason as a reporting agency. I've got to say that I think the Republicans were wrong about the Merrick Garland thing, and not to choose to put him in or not put him in, mm-hmm. I think they were wrong for the reasons they said. And so let me read this to you real quick. This is a quote here. I want you to use my words against me, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, said during a 2016 Senate hearing on the subject of the Supreme Court vacancy. if there's a Republican president in 2016 and a vacancy occurs in the last year of the first term, you can say, Lindsey Graham said, let's let the next president, whoever it might be, make that nomination. And you can use my words against me, and you'd be absolutely right. And, you know, Chuck Grassley makes some similar statement, and I think the Republicans in the Senate have a lot of egg on their face on this one. What do you think? The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Do you want
live.
More businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did. At AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind.
We got digital gremlins.
Yeah, we do.
I did hear some artifacts going off in that music. That seems a little strange. Whatever. We're still here. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com, for those of you who are seeing the news that's surrounding Bitcoin, that which was dead so many times has risen from the ashes again.
People love to predict the death of Bitcoin. It's right. Like, oh my goodness, Bitcoin's dying.
I wonder in 100 years if they'll be doing the same thing. Who knows?
Yeah, that website, I think it's bitcoinisdead.com or something like that. If you Google it, you'll find it. It gives you the exact number of times that people have predicted that Bitcoin is dead.
Right, and in the news. And at this point, I think it's... I mean, at some point we're going to hit a turning point where people predict the death of the U.S. dollar.
Well, I've been predicting that for years.
Rather than Bitcoin.
Can't come soon enough.
Yeah. Citibank, I believe, just recently said that Bitcoin is likely to hit $50,000. That's five times its amount by sometime next year. Now, you can choose to believe a bunch of unscrupulous bankers if you wish, but they may be right on this one.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Or it may not go up at all. You never know.
There you go. So, anyway, check out Bitcoin.com if you're a noob, a neophyte, somebody who's new to Bitcoin. Go there. Click on the Getting Started section. That really is the place to watch the videos. There's only a few. Seriously, you watch 10 minutes of their videos, you'll know far more about Bitcoin than you currently do, because they're so well done. It's Bitcoin.com, your source for all news cryptocurrency. Let's go to John calling in from Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, gentlemen. I would like to first start by saying I think it's disgusting the way the Democrats fight back. Every time there's a chance that Roe versus Wade might get knocked out of consideration, what is wrong with these gross people that they have a drive so strong to kill unborn babies? What's going on with that, for starters? Look what they did to Kavanaugh, man. They go ahead pipe up a bunch of fake, fabricated, sexual, drunken high school parties about the guy, and then they get witnesses that actually say, yeah, I was there and he did it to me. Well, come to find out, the whole damn thing was fabricated by a bunch of psychopaths that we somehow elected to run our country. Whoa, man, what's going on? Secondly, the Republicans...
I guess you're not asking me the question. All right, go ahead.
Secondly... the Republicans controlled the Senate when Garland got passed up. Yep. They didn't have to take him up. They were in control of the Senate.
I know.
What?
But they have bad excuses.
They make it sound that support these baby killers. They make it sound like it's unfair. The Republicans have egg on their face. Who cares? This is wartime.
If you're going to say something... you should stick with it. And I think that they have egg on their face because they said something dumb. What they should have said is this, is what you said. If that's what they meant, that's what they should have said. Look, we're not putting any baby killers on the Supreme Court this year. We've just decided that's what we're going to do. Rather than making a bunch of blah, 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 the president and this is an election year and blah, 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 and then it comes to bite them in the butt 4 years later, that's why you don't do that crap.
But does it really make a difference where they go with this now?
I am used to getting lied to by politicians. I have long since stopped giving them the benefit of the doubt. That much is so.
As you said, Mark, politicians are just liars and thieves.
Yeah, they're just liars and thieves. In this case, they're your favorite liars and thieves, and I can understand why you pick a team. I get it.
But I don't pick a team. That's where you guys have it twisted. I'm an independent. I pick Donald Trump.
When was the last time you voted for a Democrat?
No, I voted for Donald Trump.
No, when?
I didn't vote for the Republican Party. I did not vote for the Democratic Party. I voted for the guy that was going to go in there that had no choice but to run with one political party or the other in this country. You get nowhere. This guy went in there to clean things out, and that's exactly what he's doing. And you could watch the rats scurry.
I beg to differ. I think it doesn't matter which party you go with. You're getting nothing. No matter which party, you're getting nothing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Look, it's hard for me to sit on the sidelines and say.
What have you guys accomplished so far, sir? Why don't you go ahead and talk about his accomplishment?
Well, I saw him list off a bunch during his acceptance speech, some of which I was like, well, can he really take credit for that?
Well, let's talk about the number of bombs that have been dropped and the number of people who have been killed.
Yeah,
and
under
and the amount of money that's been literally taken from everybody that's, you know, less than a multi-billionaire. If you want to consider those accomplishments, I think you have a demented definition of accomplishment.
What money did he take from who, sir?
Well, taxation.
Oh, let's talk about the trillions of dollars injected into the economy.
This is an echo chamber. You guys are better than that. I'm tired of hearing the same old political points from the same old political hacks. It doesn't make no sense for you guys to attack this man unless you're a communist sympathizer, which I believe you guys really are. Have a great night, gentlemen.
Communist sympathizer? Wow.
So...
If I was a communist sympathizer, I'd have stayed in frickin' Seattle, pal.
Yeah. So I will say this. I don't think both parties are the same.
They're not the same. They're very different in what they claim they want, and then they're very good at not delivering what they claim that they want when they get into office.
Right. Tom DeLay, I think it was, that was quoted as saying, I think it was 2006, maybe. Remember, the Republicans controlled the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives from 2000 to 2006. He said that the Republicans had cut the government to the bone. Now, at that point, it was more than 70% larger than it was under Clinton.
To the bone.
Yeah, we cut the government to the bone.
This is as far as we can go, folks. So, on one hand, I see you guys' point that, you know, government just doesn't, Democrats, Republicans, the government grows. On the other hand, yeah, I mean, I can see why people choose the people that they choose. I can see why people are upset with Trump. I can see why people are upset with Biden.
It's ridiculous to me that a popularity contest determines all of this stuff. A freaking popularity contest. You want a good voting system? Go talk to the producers of like American Idol or whatever, one of these The Voice programs, right? They've got voting down to a freaking science, man. You want to eliminate voter fraud? Go talk to those people.
Yeah, I would agree with you that the United States first past the post voting system has, you know, pitted two parties against each other, and by and large, the people who are voting are completely ignorant of issues. Now, you probably can't get rid of ignorance, but another form of voting would allow us to have much better choices than what we've got. And, I mean, the choices seem to be deteriorating.
In any other organization, any other type of organization, voluntary organizations, charity organizations, whatever type of organization, generally speaking, leaders are chosen on their abilities, credentials, and accomplishments, not on a frickin' popularity contest.
Or they shouldn't be.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can call in. You can share your thoughts on the Supreme Court nominee or anything else. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He made the announcement from the White House. She spoke of the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I will be mindful of who came before me. The flag of the United States is still flying at half-staff in memory of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to mark the end of a great American life. Justice Ginsburg began her career at a time when women were not welcome in the legal profession. But she not only broke glass ceilings, she smashed them. For that, she has won the admiration of women across the country and indeed all over the world. Particularly poignant to me was her long and deep friendship with Justice Antonin Scalia, my own mentor.
She meant to say poignant. This is USA Radio News.
1 million is a terrible number, and I think we need to reflect on that.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization speaking about the world's death toll from COVID-19. It's another grim milestone as the U.S. has reached 200,000 deaths from the virus only a few days ago. According to Johns Hopkins University, the United States also now has 7 million confirmed cases. While the vaccine is considered crucial to flattening the curve, the WHO's Bruce Aylward says it's vital people realize the tools exist to contain it.
If we start thinking about it as a function of the vaccine, people will unnecessarily and unacceptably die as we wait for a vaccine.
Demonstrations continue in Louisville, Kentucky, calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. Taylor's family is demanding the release of all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against the police officers who killed Taylor during a raid at her apartment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the new Supreme Court nomination here. Barrett, it's Mark with you.
L Captain Kickass is here.
And Riley.
And, other than getting called communist sympathizers in the last segment.
We were talking off air just a minute ago. I've never been called a communist sympathizer before.
I haven't either. I mean,
I think that's a first for me. So
I got news for you guys. You just haven't been on Free Talk Live enough in election season.
I imagine so. I mean, Free Talk Live is such a unique show out of most talk radio shows. Most talk radio shows I hear follow the conservative line, and this is why I like Free Talk Live, because Free Talk Live is pro-liberty all the time.
I mean, so being pro-liberty, we're going to be called right-wing extremists and communist sympathizers, depending on who's doing the calling, and election season. Remember, election season, tempers are running a little hot right now, and people are wound up.
Yeah, they are.
Everybody
yeah.
gets so... Just, it's ugly.
They're
it's really
so,
ugly.
Captain, they're so focused on their team winning that they just got to get wound up, make sure they get their team into the power seat.
I can see the veins popping on their heads. You know
so
what, I mean?
What advice would you have for somebody who wanted to see their particular person elected, their favorite crooked old pervert? And what would you say to them? How should they be? Like, ontological advice from you gentlemen.
Oh, just ignore it all.
That's not advice for what I'm asking.
Do something useful with your life instead of getting all pent up about this popularity contest.
I would have to agree with that. I think the big thing is to remember that the occupier of the awful office may have one of the most chief executive spots in the land, but at the same time, if this document called the Constitution is supposed to be followed, which is not anymore, then the president shouldn't have as much power as he or she
does.
Sure.
Now.
A more federal, constitutional government, the president wouldn't be as big of a deal as they are, and it wouldn't.
Right.
It wouldn't matter. Go to liberty.menu. It's your tool for the libertarian community. At its core, it's a directory for events and businesses and digital content. And you can put your business up there, or you can look for businesses in your area. Check them out. Use code FTL. You get a special badge because the rest of it's for free. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Steve calling in from Jackson, Michigan. Steve, you're on Free Talk.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thank you. What's up?
Yeah, well, don't worry. I won't call you a communist sympathizer.
All right, but what about a right-wing extremist?
probably not.
Okay.
You're probably somewhere in the middle of the road.
I don't know about that. Go ahead.
The reason I called about the Supreme Court justices, I think we're going to need an odd number because it looks like there could be voter fraud with all this mail-in stuff, and it just seems like it's kind of absurd. But, you know, I'm going to go down, and I'm actually going to vote, and I'm going to put my ballot in a machine and everything else. And I don't need anybody else to help me or anything like that. And
I'd like to point out the difference between what is being called a mail-in vote at this point versus an absentee ballot.
Yeah,
so
do that. Yeah.
An absentee ballot means that you have sent in and asked for a ballot. I did that this year, and I was told,
correct.
No, you can't have one. But that's all right. We won't go into my story. So you send in and to get a ballot, and then they send it to you. You fill it out, and then you send it back. Now, these are a better choice than going in and voting. But I would point this out. I can't remember what year it was. I think it was 2012. My wife and I both got absentee ballots, and we both sat next to each other and filled them out and then put them in. So at that point, I couldn't make a choice that was different than what my wife was expecting me to make. So if for instance, let's say she was a rabid Biden supporter.
A communist sympathizer?
Right. A communist sympathizer. And I had been the whole time going, yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear. But what I really wanted to do was vote for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, I guarantee you there is a percentage of men out there right now that feel this way, and probably women too.
Yeah. They'll be sleeping on the couch if they do that.
Right. So if it was an absentee situation, I wouldn't have been able to get away with it. But in a blind, voting situation, I would have. Sorry, Riley.
Right.
And whereas a mail-in ballot is what we're calling is just these ballots are sent out hither and nigh to addresses that they believe people are at. And I studiously avoid having places have my address. So I have no idea if a ballot will end up for me somewhere with my name on it. But I don't intend to fill it out. And so what happens to these ballots? Does the person who's at that address just say, yep, just filling all these things out for my favorite pervert?
Are they anonymous?
Could very well do it.
Well, the ballot has somebody's name on it. The envelope has somebody's name on it, but you know what it looks like.
So if you're at an apartment and some former person lived there and it comes to your apartment in their name, you can fill it out and return it?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
So that is the problem.
That could be a little concerning if that does happen a lot. However, I don't really care if mail-in voting happens as long as it happens effectively. Maybe
right.
Maybe there could be a better way to do identity checks. I don't know.
Has there ever been an election without the claim of voter fraud? Every time there's an election, I feel like I hear both sides crying about some form of voter fraud.
Sure.
Of course they do.
You could have blockchain voting, and this would be a great way to do it. However, the sending out ballots hither and nigh just doesn't make any sense, in my opinion, because anybody could fill them out. You know, there could be an apartment where people have lived, cycled through, and then some rabid partisan happens to be in there, and then they fill out 8 ballots and send them in.
It reminds me of back in the early internet days when AOL would send out free CDs for your free 4 hours of internet, and then somebody like me would collect them all and then distribute them to his friends when they needed more free internet.
And let's point out that there have already been cases where they found ballots like thrown in ditches and lost in parking lots and things like that.
Dumpster full here and there.
Completed ballots. So in some cases, in one case, they found 9 ballots. It wasn't a lot, but they were all for Trump.
It's the most important election of our lifetime.
I'm just saying.
Every cycle.
It's a dumb system, and you have to trust the postman to deliver them. Would you trust somebody to just take your ballot to the office?
Being the post office is a pseudo-government organization? No, okay. I wouldn't.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it.
I mean, I kind of trust the post office to get my mail where it's supposed to go.
But yeah, but your mail isn't... ballots are artificially inflated in value, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, you guys don't have much value for ballots, because I don't think either one of you vote, right?
I vote on occasion. I just don't see the value in voting, because it just gives you the same nonsense over and over again.
It's a statistically insignificant act, but people really care about their vote, and they can really care about your vote. If you decide you're going to vote for third party, say you wanted to vote for Joe Jorgensen for president, she's the Libertarian Party candidate, well, then they're going to say, oh, that's just a vote for the other crooked old pervert.
Both sides say that.
Both sides say that. And when, in fact, saying that obviously doesn't understand how math works. It also doesn't understand how voting works. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing to say. But, you know, whatever. Let's go to Terry calling in from Ocean Shores, Washington. Listen to KBKW. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going this evening, guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, hey. You know, first off, I would submit that a Supreme Court nomination by President Trump is certainly better than a Supreme Court nomination by Joe Biden. You know, flat out, hands down. But I got to call you guys out on something last week.
All right, good.
All right. Last week, you said that people have to be smart enough to vote, but it doesn't matter how smart they are to, you know, purchase into or join into an app that may have national security consequences.
Well, you can't take me to task on it because I'm the guy that was supporting getting rid of TikTok.
Right.
So,
but you are the guy who said you need to be smart enough to vote.
I do too, but there is, I mean, and I'm a new listener. This is only my second week.
Okay. Welcome.
So names just don't, you know.
I
can't identify who is who yet.
Yeah, no problem. I would say that, I would like to see what happens if you only let people that were smart enough vote, in my opinion. And, yeah, I would pick, I'd totally give an IQ test. But at this point, we give a test to see whether people can vote, and we call that the citizenship test. Why not just let Americans take it too? That's my question to everybody.
I would agree with that too. If you don't know, you know.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Riley.
And we're talking about the new Supreme Court nominee. Her name is Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Now, we were talking just during the break, and we were talking about Biden,
Barrett.
and you had mentioned, Mark, that Biden might want to give her a sniff. I wonder if Trump would want to grab her by the...
Indeed. Oh, see, this is your choice, is Crooked Old Perverts, yeah. 2020.
Yeah, pretty much. People don't get that.
And remember... The Libertarians are putting up a really great candidate this year.
A female one, no less.
Yeah.
You can vote for Jo Jorgensen. She's awesome. Let's go to, before we get back to the Reason article here, and it's at this point talking about the Republicans, what they did in 2016 as far as saying, oh no, we can't bring a nominee in at this time because it's an election year, and then, well, 2020 rolls around, it's okay. Let's go to Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dana.
Okay, here's the difference. I have a few things to say, but first of all,
yeah.
I know he called you guys communist sympathizers, but that first caller, John, oh my God, I want to marry him. I love him.
Love connection here on Free Talk Live.
He was so on point. What is this gruesome, gruesome obsession with, right up until the moment of birth, wanting to poke a hole in the infant's skull and suck the brain out for dismemberment abortion? What is this obsession with the left? So I think his name was John. He's totally on point, totally on point. That being said, Mark,
yes.
I vote to give you Biden's vote. Since you can't, I think you should have Biden, because he doesn't even know who he is. So there's that. Now, the next thing I want to address is the difference between 2016 and Merrick Garland compared to now.
Yep.
The difference is Obama was a lame duck. He was never going to be able to run again.
Right.
Whereas Trump is going to run, is running, and probably will win. The next thing I have to say to you guys is, I don't give a rat's tail what the Democrats have to say about Trump doing this, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, with the Merrick Garland thing, said it is Obama's constitutional duty to put someone in there, even though he was a lame duck and not running again, whereas Trump is running and probably going to win.
Well, that's a fair statement. So I was going to...
One more thing.
No. I'm going to... Hold on. I want to talk about that because I had that on my list of stuff I wanted to talk about. It is Trump's constitutional duty to nominate somebody for the Supreme Court. There's like that is an undeniable truth. And anybody who's upset that he would do such a thing... It's, you know, that's not the problem here, and that's not what was discussed in 2016. What was discussed was what the Senate was going to do, and that's a different story. And that's, what I'm pointing out here is that I don't want the Republicans to have talked themselves into a corner. I don't want new things about the Constitution created because these idiots calling themselves senators decided, well, we're just going to change the rules without the rules being written down. There's a game. We're calling it the Constitution. The Constitution right. doesn't say anything about not nominating and not approving somebody because it's the final year. Now, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't, you know, if you're a senator and you don't want to vote for this guy for whatever reason that might be, don't do it. And if you're asked about it, tell the people what your reason is. Don't make crap up.
I agree with you, Mark, because a very wise woman, my mother, always said and still does, mean what you say and say what you mean. And I believe, and that's the libertarian in me. I'm a conservative, staunch conservative, but I have a lot of libertarian leanings. I want to make one more point. Just this past 24, 48 hours, it has come out. Let these Democrats say anything after the national nightmare they put us through with this Russian hoax. That CIA operative, as well as FBI, and I'm not talking just McCabe and Comey, but the guys below them, were taking out professional insurance in the event they were going to be sued because they admitted they've got the emails and the paperwork. Sidney Powell, who is General Flynn's attorney, it took them 4 years to get this stuff, and it finally came out. They were taking out professional insurance because the guys that were working on setting Trump up knew this was wrong, and they were going to protect themselves, just like you would take out insurance, you know, for you, Mark, in case you said something and the station came after you, or a listener came, something happened to a listener because you said something on the radio. So you take out, it's called professional something insurance. So that just came out, which means Christopher Wray, who Trump put in there, when he gets reelected, the first thing he needs to do is fire him because he sat on all of this stuff for all this time.
The political games, they certainly are annoying and frustrating.
Hi, Captain Kickass here with tonight's Free Talk Live definition. I'd like to talk about the phrase constitutional duty. This is what politicians do when they're done lying to you.
Dana, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jerome calling in from Charleston. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
That lady's a fraud.
But she's I don't know what you mean.
A fraud?
She's not like a fraud. She talks out of both sides of her mouth. Well, I have some liberal lead. Hey, she's a fraud. She's just like Trump. He's a fraud, too.
They're all frauds, dude. They're just all frauds.
He said, I identify as a Democrat. Now look at him. It's about switching parties.
Well, I mean, isn't it okay to switch parties at some point? I mean, can't you change your mind?
Hey. If you're married to a woman that says, hey, after 25 years of marriage, I'm back to you, I'm getting me somebody else. Oh, she just wants to change her mind, right? Okay. That's the way it is?
Okay, so the parties aren't the same as they were 25 years ago. Things are markedly different, and you could come to some different conclusions. Parties change over time. People change over time. I think that it's completely fair for somebody to change parties. You know, D's and R's. There's really not that much difference.
Yeah, there's difference. Did you hear the him on tape with
Jerome? Why did so many black people switch from Republican to Democrat?
You answer my question.
I'll answer it in just a second. Okay, but I mean, I'm just pointing out that it's a good idea to change. When the Republicans implemented the Southern strategy, a great deal of African Americans switched from the Republican Party to the Democrat Party, and they haven't gone back. And I suspect that's because the Southern strategy was largely racist, and they knew it, and you know, like, those kind of mistakes aren't the kind of mistakes that people forgive right away. You know, I mean, that seems completely legit to me.
Look, this is 2020, okay? The Republican Party have had plenty of those come-to-Jesus moments. Do you see any diversity in the Republican Party yet?
A little bit. They're trying.
Forgive me. They do have diversity. They got the Attorney General from Kentucky. Yeah, he brings diversity to the Republican Party.
I really did like his speech, I got to say.
He's full of crap. Hey,
yeah. I know you're not a big fan of Republicans.
Not when they let him get away with murder. Hey, did you hear about the tape with Trump and Woodward? Well, he told him, I knew this thing was deadly. I knew it, but I just didn't want to scare the public. And then he gets on the camera. I don't know.
I didn't listen to it.
This is a hoax. This is like a flu. Hey, Donald, you think Obama could have, they talk about if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You think he could tell a horrible lie?
Hey, look, I don't want to hear you extolling Obama. Joe Biden could have picked Michelle Obama as his running mate, and he would have been a much better candidate at this point than having picked Kamala Harris. But look, for whatever reason, they didn't want to do it. Maybe the Obamas don't care that much about America and what happens to it.
No, maybe he could have picked a cardboard cutout like Mike Pence, huh?
I get you don't like your choices. You don't like other people's choices.
Hey, Jerome, I just want to give a suggestion. I just want to give a suggestion that, like, you know, if you ever develop anything like high blood pressure, just turn off politics for like a couple of months, and I bet you you'll have a much quieter and peaceful life.
I already have it.
I hope you're taking some medication for it, Jerome.
I'm taking several medications.
Good.
Good luck with that. I appreciate you.
You know, election season has left me, this
duck season
has left me really wanting to not talk about politics anymore.
Me too.
I mean,
horrible.
God. But another 45 days, I don't know how long it is. That's not news, people. I don't know how long it is, but it's not too long.
Duck season.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.